Ramsey TV.
Do you know why there has to be a Bible? You want to know? It's because people are stupid. Man, people don't know it. People have different ideas. It's essential for God to reveal himself to humanity. Otherwise, we'd be floundering at sea without an anchor or a lighthouse. Yeah, we'd be left to our own random thoughts about the universe. Yeah, it's easy to concoct thoughts when you're staring into the clouds, dreaming in the middle of the night, after you've had a bunch of alcohol or smoked a bunch of pot. Yeah, on the God side, he has to reveal himself or else he'd be constipated. I mean, he can't hold all the glory in. I once heard an interview where Paul McCartney said that upon his first ingestion of LSD, he felt as though he had happened upon the secret of the universe. Paul McCartney. Do you remember this story? Yeah. Thought he had the secret of the universe. While he was on his trip, he asked for a pen, and he jotted down his thought, his revelation, on a napkin. The next day, he completely forgot about it. Forgot about the napkin, but he was reminded of it by the band's roadie. Yeah, they had a road manager, you know, the Beatles did. Mal Evans. Anyway, Paul couldn't wait to see what he had written. Mal said, Don't you remember you gave me the secret of the universe last night? Oh, I did, yeah. Give me the napkin, man. Yeah, so he gave him the napkin. Paul unfolded it and said, the napkin said, there are five levels. Five levels. Ah, man, I could have sworn there were six. I once heard from a guy who had he hit his head on the bottom of a swimming pool. He said that there were only two levels. I don't know, it sounded like he really knew what he was talking about. And he said the second one was very watery. Yeah, very watery level. Another friend of mine tried absinthe for the first time. You know, the Green Fairy, the famous alcoholic beverage from 20th century France. Well, he fell asleep after ingesting a large quantity of it, and he woke up convinced that there were 8.5 levels and that they all smelled like wormwood. I had a guy that worked with me at the post office one time. He was hit by a car. He was only in a coma for a week, thank God. He said that while in the coma, he knew that there were 12 levels. He came out of the coma. First thing he said is, hey, there's 12 levels. What he didn't realize was that, and I never told him this, hate to burst his bubble, but while he was in the coma, his family had played the song 12 Days of Christmas over and over again in order to bring him out of the trauma. It was his favorite song, you know. So he was sure there were 12 levels, but didn't want to tell him why. Probably thought that. I was at an outdoor jazz festival here in Fort Lauderdale a while back, and I was sitting on a blanket with a bunch of other people. We were drinking white wine, eating Ritz crackers, which is what you do at jazz festival. And there was an attractive blonde woman. It really doesn't matter if she's attractive to the story. I just wanted to mention it. Her name was Liz. That's for a fact. And she told me she was, quote, just certain that we used to be stars and before we came to Earth, and that when we die, we will go back to being stars. I said, where did you hear that, Liz? She said, well, I read it in a book somewhere from a guy with a PhD. I said, what was his degree in? She said, cognitive psychology. I then answered, well, what in the world would that have to do with anything about being stars? She said, I don't know, Martin. Maybe I heard it in a Disney movie, okay? I said, Liz, do you have any recollection of being a star before you came to Earth? She said, no, but I do remember that when I was 6 years old, I fell off my bicycle. I said, and you saw stars? And she got real excited at that point. She goes, yes! I saw stars. Do you think it was deja vu? Not kidding you, right? Not kidding you. I said, no, I think for me it's deja Jew because I feel like I've wandered in this desert before. Sorry. No. She got real pissed. She goes, "Are you making fun of my revelation?" I said, "No, I'm not making fun of your revelation. Not at all. I used to be a comet." I told her this. Just kind of poked fun at her, you know. See if she bought it. And she did. Oh, she was all excited. "Used to be a comet. Which one?" I said, C/1854. "But you can call me Clinkerfuse." I just made this up at the spot. But actually, no, it is an actual comet. Crazy, I made it up and found out later it's an actual comet, Clinkerfuse, otherwise known as C/1854. Then I elaborated in my own inimitable way. I said, "Yeah, I emerged from the Oort cloud. Mine was an eccentric orbit, Liz, I can assure you of that. I outgassed all the other comets just before becoming heliocentric and escaping the solar system. I am genuinely hyperbolic, if you must know." She was stunned at first, and she said, "I wouldn't brag about it, jerk." Some people claim, you've seen these books, I suppose, right? Some people claim to have died, gone to heaven, and then returned to Earth. This is really fantastic when it happens to children, because we all know it's impossible for children to be manipulated by adults in order to, like, wow a gullible public. Well, no, that never happens. Adults never manipulate children in order to wow a gullible public hard enough to sell, like, 1.5 million books to the public. No. Maybe there's 1.5 million levels. Could be. Yeah, it could be. You've probably seen this book. I don't know what the title of it is, and I don't care. But some 12-year-old kid supposedly died on an operating table. He went to heaven, came back, and said that he had seen, quote, this is what he's seen. He said, "A long tunnel, lots of lights, jasper futons, street lamps made of amethyst, Jesus in a white suit, a noticeable lack of traffic signals, and an angel that glowed in the dark and sang like Aretha Franklin." God, what a revelation. Another guy died, and this guy went to hell. I would have rather been the kid gone to heaven and saw an angel that glowed in the dark and sang like Aretha Franklin. That would have been awesome. But this guy went to hell. And of course, he wrote a best-selling book to the gullible masses. What do you know? Well, this guy was interviewed on the news. And when interviewed, the guy wasn't sure if it was actually hell or an 8-hour layover in Newark. Just kind of waffled a little bit there. He's describing the place. He said that there were hideous looking creatures that were trying to stab him with pitchforks and threatening to strip him naked and torture him and his family alive over spit. Yeah, on a spit, I guess, over an open gas flame. So it definitely turned out to be Newark. I've always wondered, you ever wonder why people in the Bible, like such as Lazarus, for one example, they were raised from the dead, and they weren't pissed to have been recalled to Earth. Did you notice that? Like, they'd never come out from the dead and say, "Why did you jerk me back into this hellhole?" They never say that. Because, I mean, if you go to heaven when you die, that'd be a real buzzkill. I mean, if you go to hell and come back, that'd be like, "Thank you, it was so hot down there." But if you go to heaven and you see angels glowing in the dark singing like Aretha Franklin, or you see jasper futons, you'd be like, "What? Why did you bring me back to this hellhole? I was actually cavorting with Aretha Franklin, Jesus. And I was dancing like Gene Kelly around those amethyst street lamps. Why did you bring me back?" Yeah, don't you think these people that were raised in the Bible would come back from death cursing the one who had yanked them from the wonderland of oblivion? Yet, if you read the Bible, all the resurrected people in the Bible, without exception, they all appear sleepy. They're like, "What happened? What happened?" That's their first question. Their second question is, "Can we have a glass of water?" Because their throats are really dry because they've been dead. So maybe somebody gives them water, hands them a newspaper, maybe, or maybe I would hand them the funeral bill. Here's a funeral bill. Like, we spent a lot of money putting you in this tomb, your back. It's like, You gotta be kidding me. I mean, anybody in the Bible, I would call the recently dead, they're generally startled at the passage of time. You know, to them, the moment of their awakening seems like the moment they entered repose. Not that any could recall the precise moment anyway. Nobody remembers when they died. It's almost as though the dead don't even know that they've been dead. Seems to agree with the scripture passage. But what does God know about it? Ecclesiastes, chapter 9. In fact, concerning Lazarus, I would say it's likely that his sister Mary, upon witnessing her brother, you know, walking out of the tomb at the command of Jesus, would have asked him, "Brother, where were you? Where were you, brother?" And if I was Lazarus and had been in that situation, I would have, you know, thrown my thumb backward toward the tomb and said, "I was in there. I was in there." Then I'd say, "Do you have a smoke and a glass of water?" So, no, the creator of the universe is not so cruel as to leave us dependent on a tripping ex-Beatle or some 12-year-old punk kid manipulated by adults into faking a trip to heaven, or lunatic adults who go to hell. It's just there's no end to the bullshit, you see. No end to the bullshit. God would not be so cruel as to leave us dependent on these kinds of people to answer the most pressing questions that come to the mind of humanity. Why am I here? What is death? What happens to me when I die? Will I live again? Is there a heaven? Is all human life restricted to Earth? Why did Aretha Franklin leave Atlantic Records in 1979 and sign with Arista? These questions deserve answers. And I'm going to answer all these questions. And the answers are in a book. Some people call it the Bible. I like to call it Scripture. Only a book inspired by God, written by the one who knows the answers to all these things and who was there at the creation of the universe. Only that one is qualified to answer the deepest questions of humanity.